The Merciful, January 9th. He that despiseth his neighbor sinneth, but he that hath mercy on the poor, happy is he. Ye have the poor with you always, Christ said, and whensoever ye will ye may do them good, in placing among them the helpless and the poor, to be dependent upon their care, Christ tests his professed followers. By our love and service for his needy children we prove the genuineness of our love for him. To neglect them is to declare ourselves false disciples, strangers to Christ and his love. Jesus sought to correct the world's false standard of judging the value of men. He took his position with the poor, that he might lift from poverty the stigma that the world had attached to it. He has stripped from it forever the reproach of scorn, by blessing the poor, the inheritors of God's kingdom. He dwelt among the lowly. He set at naught the artificial distinctions of society. The aristocracy of birth, wealth, talent, learning, rank, he ignored. He ate with publicans and sinners, and mingled with the common people, not to become low and earthly with them, but in order by precept and example to present to them right principles, and to uplift them from their earthliness and debasement. As you open your door to Christ's needy and suffering ones, you are welcoming unseen angels. You invite the companionship of heavenly beings. They bring a sacred atmosphere of joy and peace. They come with praises upon their lips, and an answering strain is heard in heaven. Every deed of mercy makes music there. The Father from his throne numbers the unselfish workers among his most precious treasures.